Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And as we've been noting all week, the accumulation of years in Afghanistan has been accompanied by an accumulation of voices.
My deployment the year in Afghanistan was the best year I've had in the Army.
Served in the United States Army for 4 years.
My brother is 29 years old. He is now in Afghanistan.
I'm 45 years old. I had never seen war. To actually see what war is, it was mortifying to me.
My boy was in Afghanistan. We're still trying to recover from that.
Definitely one thing that I will never forget is the culture.
I served in Afghanistan from January 2006 to January 2007.
My brother, Martin, at the age of 57, joined the National Guard.
I was just really hopeful. You know, it was a mission that I really looked forward to.
Voices from the home front and the front lines on Afghanistan as we note the milestone of 8 years in Afghanistan for U.S. forces.
We're going to hear more of your stories about Afghanistan, and to help us kind of put them into perspective, we're rejoined by Marco Reininger, specialist in the Army National Guard, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and a spokesperson and member of Military Veterans of Columbia University. Reininger served a tour in Afghanistan in 2008 and is expecting to go back relatively soon. We're getting calls from lots of military families this week. Here's one.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey. My son, John Jr., is in the U.S. Army and has already served 2 tours over in Afghanistan. When I asked him his take on a Afghani problem, he kind of laughs and says, from what he's seen out in the field, you're dealing more with 15th century warlords rather than the central government. And he said the U.S. will do nothing there until they realize this and start dealing with local issues rather than international politics.
And this question of how well do we know the Afghani people, it keeps coming up.
I'm calling from Detroit. I'm a professor here at the university, and my experience with this war in Afghanistan is teaching an increasing number of students who are out of the military or on leave and taking Middle Eastern studies courses. And the resounding message from them is the lack of preparation that they've had going into Iraq or Afghanistan.
So, Marco, you hear those two different voices talking about lack of preparation and not knowing who we're dealing with in Afghanistan. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I believe it's hard to prepare culturally and learn everything there is to learn about a culture like the one found in Afghanistan, which is hundreds of years old, older than Islam, really, if you think about it. So, and combined with everything else soldiers need to learn before they go over there. I mean, we have to fight a war over there. We have to build a nation, quote-unquote. So I think really the main lesson everybody gets is once they get there to really pay attention and interact with Afghans. And I think although we might not be perfectly prepared beforehand, once we come back, there's definitely a complete new insight into it.
You know, we're putting you on the spot here, but I imagine you get a lot of analysis from people you meet who know you're in Afghanistan or have been there or on your way back.
Analysis
from people. I mean, they say, you know, why are we there? What are we doing?
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Absolutely. And everybody wants my opinion. And while I certainly have, you know, an opinion on the fight over there and my personal take on what it is we should do, I think it's just important that we focus on the troops coming back, you know, despite our political views or really our take on policy, I think we have an obligation as a nation to support the veterans that come back because regardless of political standpoints, they've signed up to fight. And I think that's a very noble thing. And I think as a nation that progresses and openly discusses the war and is at a modern point where we can openly discuss war and our reasons for it, I think we should also understand that it is our obligation to support our veterans.
Marco Reininger is a specialist in the Army National Guard and served a tour in Afghanistan. So Marco, take a listen to this one. This listener says local knowledge maybe isn't as important as the new technologies that we have.
I think that we'd be better served to fight this war with more intelligence, special forces, and technology than trying to have all these troops on the ground. We're just going to suffer a lot of casualties, and we'll probably end up like the Soviets.
Can we replace troops with technological innovations?
Well, I think they should work together. The point of technological innovation and intelligence is a very important one. It's a great facet of how we're fighting that war, and I think it's one that works to our advantage greatly. The question is, how are you going to collect intelligence, especially human intelligence, which policymakers have stressed is really important in this conflict, without having an environment where you can actually insert people to collect that information.
And that's what you want to do. You aspire to be moving among the people in Afghanistan and seeing on the ground the real intelligence, not look at satellite pictures.
Well, yeah. I mean, it adds the human factor, which I believe, especially in a conflict like Afghanistan, with such an intense tribal structure and ethnic conflicts and just tribal structures dominating, I guess, politics and security over there. You really need to know what's going on the ground and talk to people and figure out what. Well,
no technology for that.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Plus, in an austere environment like that and a landscape like that, how are you really going to find out where the people are you're looking for without talking to the locals?
I imagine one of the hardest things that you have to deal with is dealing with people who've lost someone overseas. This is a listener who called in.
I feel so helpless to put in my voice when he wants to decrease the American troops in Afghanistan. Please decrease our troops and bring the boys home. Their boys. My boy was in Afghanistan, and we're still trying to recover from that.
That must be one of the hardest things that you have to respond to.
It is hard, and it shows how much pressure and how much burden there is on the families of service members, especially in the last few years where the operational tempo was very high and deployment came after deployment. A huge portion of the I guess sacrifice was on the families, and as this man clearly shows here, it left its toll. So again, I think it's really important that we focus on helping these families, helping the service members when they come back, and there are great tools out there and great resources for helping these people.
Okay. Marco Reininger, a specialist in the Army National Guard. He served a tour in Afghanistan, is going back. The other guest this during the last few minutes is you, our listeners, and we always want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.